This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 648,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. That figure is more than 147,000 in the United States, exceeds 87,000 in Brazil. The number of infections globally exceeds 16.2 million, 4.2 million in the U.S., and 2.4 million in Brazil. The only other country that has more than a million confirmed infections is India, which has about 1.4 million confirmed infections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a new coronavirus economic aid package being unveiled Monday would pay the country's 16 million unemployed workers 70% of their one-time salaries. But tough negotiations lie ahead with opposition Democrats over the scope of more assistance to offset the severe economic effects of the pandemic. On Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin called the 70% wage replacement figure a very fair level. But that figure, if adopted by Congress, would sharply cut federal benefits to the unemployed by two-thirds. And one mid-May report said that a fifth of the unemployed workers declined requests from their employers that they return to work because their wages were left and lower than what they were collecting in jobless benefits. Democratic lawmakers are demanding that the $600 a week boost in payments to the jobless workers be kept in place through the end of 2020. They're pushing for an overall coronavirus aid package totaling $3 trillion. Responding to upgraded travel alerts issued by Britain to its citizens visiting Spain, Spain's foreign minister says her country is safe for tourists. Speaking to reporters, Sir Arantxa Gonzalez-Laya rebuked Britain for imposing a two-week quarantine on all travelers entering the country from Spain after a rise in its coronavirus numbers. This is VOA News.